Brit rapper Wiley turns to Facebook to continue anti-Semitic rant after being kicked off Twitter, Instagram. By Deborah Danon on July 28, 2020. Disgraced UK rapper Wiley has taken to Facebook to abuse Jewish celebrities who were critical of a slew of anti-Semitic posts on Twitter and Instagram in which he compared Jews to the Ku Klux Klan and claimed they were behind black slavery. The artist, known as the Godfather of Grime, wrote on his personal Facebook page under his real name Richard Kiliakowie, the BBC first reported. Wiley claimed in one post that certain people viewed black people as below them. He wrote, "Black people, we have always been below them in their eyes. This is what effed me up in the head. Why do certain people from other races want us below them? This is what they fear, that one day black people will be in control. So they keep doing everything to make sure that doesn't happen," he wrote on his page, which is public. In another post, he named British Jewish celebrities, including Lord Alan Sugar, comedian David Patil and BBC presenter Emma Barnett, demanding they come and talk to my face after they spoke out against his previous anti-Semitic tirade which got him suspended by Twitter and Instagram. "Who called the police? Are you from Golders Green? I am coming to sit down with you," he wrote, referencing a North London neighborhood with a large Jewish community. Barnett said on her radio show that as the daughter of Holocaust survivors, she was deeply burned by his anti-Semitic rhetoric. UK Home Secretary Priti Patel on Sunday demanded a full explanation from Twitter and Instagram as to why they didn't act immediately to remove Friday's posts, prompting Wiley to take aim at her on his Facebook, writing, "Priti Patel, you wanna see me?" In a tweet, Patel said the posts were anti-Semitic and abhorrent and appalling. "They should not have been able to remain on Twitter and Instagram for so long, and I have asked them for a full explanation. Social media companies must act much faster to remove such appalling hatred from their platforms," she said. While Twitter removed some of Wiley's tweets with a note saying they violated its rules, other tweets were still up 12 hours after being posted. The social media giant later said Wiley's account had been locked for 7 days. Facebook, which owns Instagram, said there was no place for hate speech on Instagram, and also suspended Wiley's account for 7 days. The inaction prompted a 48-hour boycott of Twitter with the hashtag #now4JewHate. In several tweets, Wiley stated he is the reason Jews are rich. He also said, "Jews make me sick." He wrote, "Jewish people are cowards, do something to me. I'm waiting," and added that Jewish people act rough but they hide behind the police. Another tweet read, "I don't care about Hitler, I care about black people." In another, he compared the Jewish community to the Ku Klux Klan. A Change.org campaign has been circulated calling for Wiley's MBE, the British Order for Outstanding Contribution to Community, to be revoked. Facebook confirmed on Tuesday the musician had been banned from its platform, the Daily Mail reported. "There is no place for hate speech on any of our platforms, including attacks against Jews," a spokesman for the social media giant said. "We have deleted content that violates our policies from Wiley's Facebook and Instagram profiles and have blocked access to them for 7 days. We're continuing to investigate the situation," the spokesman added. Several of Wiley's tweets were taken down and his Twitter account was temporarily suspended after he went on an anti-Semitic tirade on Friday. One tweet read, "I don't care about Hitler, I care about black people," and compared the Jewish community to the Ku Klux Klan. Most of the posts spread anti-Semitic tropes.